you very much. So I do have 6 o'clock. So let's. I know hopefully that John and Ms. Dukas are working behind the scenes to get her back in. So I see several council members. Just want to make sure that from Wendy's standpoint that we have all council members.
Yes, we have all council members.
Very good. Good evening. Then I will say this is Monday, April 12th. Excuse me. This is Monday, April 19th, and we are. About to convene the City Council special meeting for this evening, and I'll do a call to order and let folks know that in compliance with the state and county shelter home order, meetings are being held by teleconference only until further notice. This meeting can be viewed on Channel 20 and is available on live streaming on the city's website and on www.slow-span.org. Members of the public may provide public comment during the meeting by calling in at 805-321-6639, and those phone lines are currently open. So with that, if you would all make do a moment of silence this evening and ask that everyone keeps in their hearts and in their minds the people of the United States and the world as we go through and continue to go through this pandemic and the unrest and the uncertainty that it brings along with it. So if you'd all take a moment of silence, please. Thank you, everyone, for joining us in that moment of silence. So we do have our flag salute this evening that I'd like to ask our Deputy City Clerk, Nicole Ratena, to lead us in that, please. So if you'd all mute yourselves and follow along with Nicole.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, and liberty for justice for all.
Very good. Thank you, Nicole. I appreciate that. So with that, I am hearing from just a FYI for AGP that there is no audio yet on channel 20. So I'm not sure if that's an issue on someone's end or if that's something that we can make sure that there is audio on that. So at this time, we are here to take into consideration a filling of the council vacancy. But first, we will have communications for items that are not on tonight's calendar. And those that do want to speak under public communications, please call in at 805-321-6639 if you'd like to provide any public comments. And before I do that, I would like to turn back to our city clerk for a roll call, please, because I neglected to do that.
Thank you, Mayor Lee. Councilmember Miller.
Here.
Councilmember Robert.
Here. Sorry.
Mayor Pro Tem Bright.
Here.
Mayor Lee.
I am here as well, so we will continue as we do have a quorum. So that now will take us to public communications, where those who want to speak under public communications can do so, and where any member of the public may address the council for a period not to exceed 3 minutes total on any item of interest that is not on tonight's agenda. The council will listen to all communications. However, in compliance with the Brown Act, the council cannot act on items that are not on tonight's agenda. And I would ask for those interested in public comment, call in at 805-321-6639. And I'll turn to our city clerk and see if there's anyone on the line for public comment tonight.
Yes, we have Joshua Madrano.
Very good. Good evening, Mr. Madrano.
Good evening, Mayor. Can you hear me?
Yes, we can.
Well, very good. Well, thank you so much for your time this evening. My name is Joshua Madrano, and I represent the Tri-Counties Building and Construction Trades Council of San Luis Obispo, Santa Barbara, and Ventura Counties. And I am here tonight to thank this council for moving so quickly to fill the vacancy that was created on the Grover Beach City Council when Miriam Shaw had to step down. And Ms. Shaw was an effective councilwoman who put her heart into representing her community. And we at the Building Trades Council had a very strong relationship with her and worked closely with her on many of her priorities, including her efforts to put local Grover Beach residents to work on local building and construction projects. And we would like to urge you to appoint Daniel Rushing to fill the vacancy on the Grover Beach Council, because he will fill in Ms. Shaw's footsteps and work tirelessly on behalf of Grover Beach residents to provide opportunities for Grover Beach residents to work locally in our community so that Grover Beach can continue to be a community where we can all live, work, and raise our families. Appreciate your time this evening, and you all take care.
You're on mute, Mr. Mayor.
Thank you, sir. Apologize for that. So I'll turn to our city clerk and see if there's anyone who wants to speak under public communications for items that are not on tonight's agenda. For those that might be on the line who do want to speak under public comment on our agenda item tonight, there will be an opportunity to do that after the interview process is complete.
No, we have no one else on the line.
Very good. Then we'll go ahead and close public communications and bring it back to the council for our business item tonight, which is the appointment to fill our council vacancy. And I will turn it over to our city manager, Matt Bronson, for some opening comments.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor, members of the council. As the mayor articulated, this item is to conduct interviews of applicants to fill the existing vacancy on the city council and to make an appointment this evening. What is before the council is a process that involves, at this point, 8 applicants. We received 10 applications by the April 13th deadline, and we did have an applicant withdraw from the process after that deadline, and we had an applicant today, Cindy Garcia August, also withdraw from the process. So we have 8 qualified applicants that are before the council this evening for interviews and a subsequent selection process. The process that is laid out in the staff report is a process that was used in 2013 and 2019 for the most recent processes similar to this. The only difference in this case is that we are a virtual process because of our COVID environment. And so I wanted to take a moment and thank our staff, Wendy, Nicole, and John, for the great work they've done in preparing a virtual environment this evening for the council's consideration. And Mayor, I can walk through the process if you'd like, and then seek council concurrence to that, or I could have you do that in your prerogative, whichever way you'd prefer.
I would say go ahead, if you would walk us through the process, and then we'll see if there's any questions from council.
Sounds good. Thank you. So the way it'll work this evening is that we will have all the applicants in a virtual breakout room separate from the main meeting space. We will be calling out each applicant to join the meeting and take their interview with the council. We have drawn the names at random, and they are shown in the list in attachment 1, starting off with Ms. Rachel Mann. The interview will begin with a 2-minute overview of the individual's accomplishments about themselves, why they're interested in serving on the council, followed by questions from the city council. Following each interview, the applicant will remain in the main meeting space, and then we will bring in the next applicant to go through the interview. So you figure about 15 minutes as a baseline reference for each interview, and we'll work through the 8 interviews through that time period. From there, the council will be taking public comments, and the council could take a break at that moment if the council chooses. And then we'll be going through a process of identifying the finalists. And what we did back in 2013, 2019, was for each council member to identify the list of top finalists, perhaps the top 4, top 5, top 3, whichever number the council ultimately lands on. And they'll do this individually, just to say, these are the individuals that I'd like to consider further in this process. Staff will be doing a scoring matrix behind the scenes to record what those tallies are, and then we'll show that on screen once each council member has a chance to go through that process. And then from there, the council will be able to identify the top group of finalists to consider further. The council may wish to ask one or more additional questions of the finalists if the council chooses. And at the end of the day, the selection will be made by a council member making a motion that is seconded and that receives at least 3 votes. ultimately, that is how this election is made. And at that point, we will do a virtual oath of office using the technology before us. We will have the selected individual come in to City Hall later this week to do a physical in-person oath of office. And then the city attorney, city manager, and city clerk will be meeting with the individual to immediately begin the orientation process, as our next council meeting is coming up 1 week from tonight, April 26th. And we will jump into it immediately. With that, I'd be glad to take any questions from the council. And again, this is the process used previously, but it is up to the council. And if you'd like to change this process this evening, that is your prerogative, or you can move forward with this process as outlined. Thank you.
Very good. Thank you, Mr. Bronson. Let's see quickly if there are any questions from the council. Councilmember Robert.
No questions. Thank you, Mayor.
Very good. Thank you. Councilmember Miller.
No questions. Thank you.
Very good. Mayor Pro Tem Bright.
Thank you. No questions.
Very good. And I didn't have questions, but I did just have one quick comment. As the city manager mentioned, we are looking for a 2 minute or less opening introductory comment, trying to give all the applicants as much time as they need. However, please don't take it personally if I do kind of interject and say, thank you for your question, thank you for your response, let's move on to the next question. So it's it is just an effort to keep us on track and on time, and realize that you have lots of good information for us to share, each of us, this evening. So with that, seeing that there are no other questions, we will go ahead and start our breakout room situation. And I'll give our city clerk a moment to place all of the applicants into the breakout room. And as she's doing that, I'll just remind folks that might be listening in, the order of the interviews this evening will be Ms. Rachel Mann, Ms. Elizabeth Dukas, Ms. Monica Mercer, Ms. Kara Ramirez, Mr. Todd Mitchell, Mr. Daniel Rushing, Mr. Will Bruce, and Mr. Micah Van Bogelden. So it was a random selection, and we do appreciate the randomness of the fact that all of the female candidates ended up on the top of the list and all the male candidates ended up on the bottom of the list. So with that, so I think we're looking for Ms. Rachel Mann first. I see Ms. Dukas is still with us, so we're hoping we can place her in the breakout room for just a moment.
Is there anything I need to do?
I will let our city clerk let us know what they're... There you go. Thanks. Bye, Liz. We'll see you in a moment.
Okay, everybody's in the breakout room.
Okay, very good. So just one last, just kind of, I think everyone on the council has had the individual questions given to them. Anybody have any last minute questions or comments on the question you have in front of you, or is everybody ready to proceed?
Ready.
Perfect. Very good. Then Ms. Sims, if you would bring Rachel Mann into the conversation, please. And while Rachel is coming back in, I just want to let AGP know that there does seem to be streaming audio, but not on the TV channel. So just not sure if you're still working on that. So good evening, Rachel. Thank you for joining us tonight. So we do have five questions for you. I'll go ahead and start it off. It'll go from myself to then the Mayor Pro Tem, and then each of the council members, and then it'll come back to me for the final question. So let's jump right in. So in 2 minutes or less, please tell us about yourself and why you want to be on the City Council.
Okay, well, thank you very much, everyone. Good evening. I first want to recognize the Chumash people on whose homeland we are meeting, and I want to thank Miriam Shaw for her service to the city. I watched a lot of musicals while staying at home over the past year. So when I was tasked with crafting an introduction for tonight, it started off with something like, "Hi, my name is Rachel Mann. Oh, maybe I should sing it if I can. This is a copyrighted song from Hamilton. Write one that's not So here's my shot. 5 years ago, I almost lost it all. Back in Minneapolis, St. Paul, when my winter blues nearly swept me off a bridge. So I sold all the furniture and sold the house, hopped in my Buick with my Siamese cat, Klaus, and drove southwest till we hit that Mesa Ridge. You know the one I'm talking about, right? Found a church, some work, and a condo home, and another cat, the gray one, Chrome. Parked the Buick and got myself a bike, and I rolled it all the way down Grand, planted both feet in the sand, and that's when I knew it was gonna be all right. I traded my booze for a Grover Beach groove, crossed over the river to a saltier shore. The sun and the sea make me feel right free, and I'm here to say I'm not blue anymore.
Thank you very much, Rita. I just realized I was on mute, and so we'll go ahead and on to our next question from Mayor Pro Tem Bright.
Well, I really hate to follow that, but I guess I have to. Well, it's nice to meet you, Rachel.
Nice to meet you.
You're very entertaining. So now I'll have to get down to the dull stuff. If you wouldn't mind, what skills, qualities, experiences, or education, aside from your lovely singing voice, do you possess that would allow you to hit the ground running if you are appointed?
That's a great question. So my background is mixed. I do have a musical background, but that's not the way I earn my living. I'm trained as a scientist and started out in my undergrad's in agriculture from the University of Illinois. And I have a master's degree and some other graduate work from the University of Minnesota in plant genetics. And so what I think that gives me in being able to contribute to this community, we are in an ag community. The city itself has even some agricultural property, particularly with the cannabis growers. I think that's a community that I'd be able to communicate with well. And I think as a scientist, you learn a way of looking and investigating problems. You're trained to be a good observer and to ask good questions and try to take in things that aren't very obvious. And so I think that part of the work of the council, particularly now as we're coming out of the pandemic, is to reimagine and maybe prototype a few things that are different and help bring people along with that too. So I guess with my musical side, I feel like comes with some pretty good empathy skills and being able to see other people's perspective and understand or at least inquire about where they're coming from, because everyone's life experience is different. I don't want to go over my time here. Does that help answer your question?
Very much so. Thank you.
Thank you.
So our next question is from Councilmember Miller.
Hi, Rachel. That was amazing.
Thank you.
I'm so impressed. My question is, please tell us what is your understanding or familiarity with the council's goals for Grover Beach and policies, programs, and projects to carry them out?
Well, from reading the agendas and the minutes and attending a few meetings, and reading the budget, a big part of what I think our needs are going to be going into the future and what I am impressed with what you've been working on is the housing issue. I was very lucky to find a home in my budget, but there aren't very many homes like mine. There's more in Grover Beach than there are in a lot of other places. in this area. But I feel that the council and the budget that has been prepared by the city manager and approved really is looking towards, well, and ordinances too, towards making it much easier to build more homes here and homes that are affordable. We're kind of tasked at that with what's happening at the state level. And then another piece that I'm interested in is what's happening with the roads. And we've had some opportunities to test drive taking some space out of parking and out of roadway use with the parklets and you know, other types of things. And I think that we should investigate that a little further. And I was really pleased to see the way that this council really jumped on things, trying to help businesses and as well as, yeah, just being open to trying new things. I think I'm kind of veering away from your question. I'm sorry. Do you want to draw me back to where you wanted or where you were hoping to get to?
You're doing great.
Okay, thanks. I'm a little nervous.
We don't bite, so deep breath, you're doing fine. So our next question is from Councilmember Roberts.
Good evening, Rachel. Very nice song. I was expecting you to get up and dance a little bit, but that's okay. So my question for you is, if you are passionate about a subject or issue, but the passion is not shared by the majority of the council, what would you do to help the other members of the council see your perspective?
I think one way to get people to see your perspective is to kind of show them or help them experience what you're imagining. And sometimes this is as simple as building like a Lego set or about your idea for a design or, you know, sort of practicing or imagining what might happen if we tried something different. And thinking about, well, what's the lowest fidelity, you might call it, way of having someone experience it and go, oh, okay, I see what you're talking about. And I'm willing to do that with other people too. I realize I'm newer to the community and there's a lot of history here. Every single built piece of this city was planned. Someone intentionally put that in. There was a lot of hard work that went into it. And there's still a lot of folks who remember that. And I think you have to respect where they're coming from. But I'm also hopeful that by listening well to other people, they'll be willing to listen to what I have to say too.
Very well. Thank you.
Very good. Now we come back to our last question. So see, you've gone through five questions in good time, so appreciate that. So last one is really easy for you. Is there anything else that you'd like to add that you haven't already shared with us?
Yeah, actually, and I didn't dig enough into the documents to see if this is there, but I rode my bike down to Grand, like I said in the song, and there's one bike rack there and it was put in 2007. And I don't understand that. Like, it's such a beautiful place to ride your bike to. So I would encourage all of you to do the same and have that experience and go, oh yeah, we could probably figure out a way to get a little more bike parking down here and relieve the car congestion. So it's just a recent experience.
Very good. Well, I appreciate that. So, and to end on a good note there. So I know the building code does require us to put in more bike parking. So I'm thinking that we have more bike parking since 2007. So it's good that it's here. So, very good. So, so that does complete our questions for you this evening.
Thank you.
We will go ahead and say thank you very much.
Thanks.
We'll keep you in this room. And then we'll bring in, Ms. Liz Dukas. Just checking in with our city clerk. And perhaps as we bring, and actually, Wendy, if you would just kind of hold on for just one moment, just because I wanted to check with just the council to see if there's any follow-up questions that they wanted to ask Ms. Mann. I know she stepped away for a second, but hopefully she can hear me. So just kind of put a thumbs up if you do have a follow-up question. Okay, very good. Then I will take that as no further questions, and we'll look to our city clerk to bring in Liz Dukas.
Okay, Mayor, I'm going to try this, but we might have a challenge with getting them in. The names all show up as guest, so I'm not sure how they're in. I'm thinking they went in as they went out, so I'm going to try this. If not, I might have to take a break and assign them different rooms so I can determine who's who.
Okay.
But we'll try this.
Give that a try. And we'll see who comes in. And can we ask who has joined us? There we go. So, Wendy, I think that that does work. So,
there
good evening,
is.
Liz.
Yes, good evening.
Very good.
Hi there.
Thank you for joining us. Just as we've kind of introduced, we do have five questions. The first question comes from me, and then we're going to kind of do a round robin through each of the council members, and then I'll ask the final question for you. So first off, we'll start off with, in 2 minutes or less, please tell us about yourself and why you want to be on the city council.
Okay, I did prepare something, so it's already set in stone. So here we go. Good evening. Thank you for this opportunity. It would be my honor to serve on the City Council to represent our citizens, the taxpayers, and all matters relating to our future together. It is incumbent upon our representatives that we challenge ourselves to make sure every voice in this city is heard and understood, to be altruistic in our service to this community. I did receive 30% of the vote in the last election for the mayoral seat, so I will come to the table with a good percentage of the people already having voted their faith in me. I see our decisions on the council to be of the utmost importance here as we are navigating our future, and we should all strive to better every aspect of our citizens' lives. We need to mediate instead of litigate. We need to build strong bridges with our neighbors and businesses instead of tearing them down. Our goal should be to create a cohesive, inclusive, and healthy environment. It should be this council's singular goal to adhere and abide by the September 2017 Declaration of Human Rights, affirming this city's support of fundamental and equal human rights, regardless of race, gender, nationality, religion, or sexual orientation, which are the core principles guiding all governing actions within our community. And any variation from these basic human and civil rights will not and should not ever be tolerated by this governing body. If we simply adhere to that, create an environment of tolerance in these critical and vital times, we can only succeed in our representations of every citizen living in this beautiful city by the sea and make it the best it can be. In conclusion, I'd like to once again thank you all for your time and consideration. I look forward to bringing my more than 20 years of volunteering and advocacy in this community to this very important position of public trust and service. Once again, thank you so very much. I appreciate this.
Very good. Thank you for that opening statement. And before we go to our next question, I just want to let the city clerk know that looks like we have Mr. Bruce has joined us. Looks like other people are starting to join us. So if we can see if we can have people head back into the breakout room, please.
They're putting us in single rooms, and I guess they accidentally put us in this room. They couldn't tell who our names were.
I appreciate that. So.
What are you doing?
Okay. So let me check in with our city clerk, see if we need to take a moment.
Actually, if we could, that would be wonderful.
Yes. Gotcha. Liz, I apologize for this, to kind of lose the momentum a little bit, but we will look forward to hearing your rest of your answers after we take, let's take a 5-minute break and see if that's long enough to correct the technical difficulty. So we'll stand in recess until 6:35. Thank you, everyone.
Thank you.
Okay, so let's reconvene, and I'll check in with our city clerk to make sure that our technical difficulties appear to be behind us for the moment.
Yes, we are all good.
Very good. So then I see that Ms. Dukas is back up on the screen, so she hasn't come back to her chair yet, and just want to confirm if Councilmember Roberts is back yet.
Sorry, yes, I'm back.
Okay, cool. No worries. So it looks like Ms. Dukas has joined us again. So thank you, everyone, for allowing us to work through that technical difficulty. So, Liz, I think you just finished your first question. So we'll go on to our second question, which is by Mayor Pro Tem Bright.
Thank you. I don't see Liz. Oh, there she is. Hello.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
Can you hear me?
I can hear you, yes.
Super.
Modern technology is wonderful, isn't it?
It truly is. It's testing all of us older folks, and I say that respectfully.
Well, it surely is. Okay, so, Liz, what skills, qualities, experiences, or education do you possess that would allow you to hit the ground running if you were appointed?
Thank you for that question. Well, I have been attending city council meetings for a very, very long time. I have been taking minutes at board meetings in my professional career, attended meetings, making decisions. We've had groups that make decisions. I'm currently the secretary of my church board. And so I have, 20, 30 years of meetings, attendance, knowing the issues, reading what's going on, looking at an agenda, going to planning commission meetings. I think over all these years now, I have a really good basis in how the community feels. I've talked to a lot of the people in the community and how they want their city to run. And so I think with the combination of many factors, I would be very excited to get in and be a part of the decision-making process from all of my years of attending city council meetings, speaking at them, and really knowing the issues. And what I would say is my best quality is the fact that I've read so much and know so much about the city and its processes and how it's evolved over the years.
Okay. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Very good. And our next question is by Councilmember Miller.
Hi, Liz.
Hi, Anna.
Hi. My question is, what is your understanding or familiarity of the council's goals for Grover Beach and policies, programs, and projects to carry them out?
From what I understand and from what I can see, we need fiscal growth. We need to bring businesses to our area. We need to create workforce housing. I know that's a really, really big goal. Infrastructure, we need to continue that going on. Not even have a pause in it, continue infrastructure. And I know policies and procedures, they're updating them all the time. So keeping up to date on policies and procedures, seeing what other cities are doing. I say that we can do a lot from other people's work. We can incorporate a lot of what other cities have done into our goals and hopes for our future. But mainly we need a good, strong business growth. I'm excited about our hotels. We have one in the works. It's been approved from what I understand. We have a couple more in the pipeline. And so getting those hotels here are very, very important so that we can start putting people to work and now more than ever. So I think if we can position ourselves, be ready, we can be a huge success, huge success.
And our next question is by Councilmember Robert. Thank you.
Good evening, Liz.
Good evening.
Good. Thank you for going through this process.
Thank you.
My question is, if you are passionate about a subject or an issue, but that passion is not shared by the majority of the council, what would you do to help other members of the council see your perspective?
Good question. Very, very good question. We all have our areas of interest, and I totally understand that. And we have reasons why, mostly historical. But what I would do is directly communicate my passion with the same passion of our citizens. How many citizens have I talked to that share the same opinion or goal? And all I would want to do is relay to the other council members how important it is to our citizens. And once again, I go back to, we're representing the citizens. So let's find out what they want and let's get a good understanding of where they want to go. And, you know, not everybody, and I say when, but not everybody gets what they want. So we have to choose our battles. We have to pick what's important to us, but to be able to communicate it cogently through the voice of the citizens.
Very good. Thank you, Liz.
Thank you.
And that brings us back to me. Thank you for your responses so far. And the last question for the moment is there anything else that you'd like to share or to add that you have not already shared with us?
Well, I will say, you know, this pandemic has been so very hard on so many people, and I mean really, really hard. So we're all going to be in a healing process. We're all have found new ways to do the same old things. And so now is a golden opportunity for us to do new things in a new way for a new future, the future that we find ourselves in now. So I think with proper planning, you know, everybody, you know, in a go forward position, we can really hit the ground running when it comes to recovery, because we are all in recovery right now. We need to get activities for children. I was talking to Kathy Petker. I am so excited about Parks and Rec. Now would be a super golden time to have monthly activities at our parks. I know that you're putting in new playground equipment at the, I believe it's the Mentone Park. That was just wonderful, wonderful piece of work. I just congratulate you all on that. That is spectacular. And through that, we can gain more of a community. And once we bring our community in, it's a win-win all the way around. And businesses, we need to just create a strong, strong business base, work with them, streamline processes. And I know a lot of people want to add on to their homes. They want to create other housing opportunities. So with that, I think it would be super fantastic to streamline that process as well and get everything going in a super forward direction and just keep clipping at it and working together. And I'm really excited about the future. Once we get out of this, we start recovery and to position ourselves in a place to be in a really good place and time, you know, for all of this.
Very good. Thank you for sharing. I definitely appreciate that. Let's just do a quick check in with the council members and see if there's anyone that has another question for Ms. Stukas. No. Not seeing anyone unmute. I'll go ahead and say, Liz, thank you very much for joining us tonight. We'll go ahead and you'll stay in the main room, so to speak. And then our next applicant that we'll bring in will be Ms. Monica Mercer.
Thank you, Mayor Lee. I appreciate it. Thank you, Council.
Thank you for being here. So, just a quick FYI for the Council. I don't need to introduce you on your questions. You can just go ahead and take over with the questions when they get to you. But Liz, thank you for joining us, and we'll turn to our City Clerk and see if Ms. Mercer is available to come into the main room.
She is moving right now.
I think I'm here.
Good evening, Monica. How are you?
I'm doing well. How are you?
Very good. Thank you. Very good. So from that standpoint, we do have five questions. I do have and Liz, if you go ahead and just turn off your camera. Very good. There you go. Okay. Very good. So, Ms. Mercer, I do have the first question, so which is, in 2 minutes or less, please tell us about yourself and why you want to be on the City Council.
Okay, thank you so much. I'd like to start by thanking all of you for allowing me to have this opportunity to speak with you and introduce myself. I've been connected to Grover Beach since 1975, when my parents fell in love with this area and built a home here, so I have a lifetime of fond memories here in this community. I would like to just quickly review some of my past experience and how I feel like that would relate to this position and make me hopefully an effective member of your team. Firstly, for 13 years, I owned a construction company, which so gave me experience in reading building plans, going out for bids, as well as reading and comprehending different types of bids that were coming in, and budgeting as well. I do have real estate experience, a past real estate broker, which has given me the knowledge of reading and understanding contract language, as well as project management and maintaining positive relationships with the public. I do believe housing is in the Rover Beach area where I'm hoping to be able to help out. I've also served on the board of an HOA in the past, and in that role, I learned how to be a representative voice of others, and also that constructive conflict can be a positive thing. I believe that learning and growth can and should be a result of constructive conflict. I am currently an educator, so helping kids is dear to my heart, and also helping with community projects that involve children so that they grow up feeling like they are connected to the community where they live. I'd like to be the new city council member, as I believe I have knowledge and experience that would be an asset, and I want to give back to my community in serving in this manner. I'd like to also encourage more Grover Beach residents to exercise their voices and have representation through the city council. In closing, I'm a hardworking, dedicated, and positive person, and I would appreciate the opportunity to join your team and do everything I can to positively represent the city and its residents. And I respectfully ask for your support and for your vote tonight.
Very good. Thank you for that opening statement.
Thank you.
Okay, well, I'm next. Hello, Monica. Hi. I'm Karen Bright.
Nice to meet you.
Hi. Thank you. You too. I think, though, you may have answered the question that I'm about to ask you. So you may have to just continue to elaborate if you don't
Absolutely.
Mind.
No problem.
Okay. So my question to you is, let me get back here. I should know it by now, but I don't. So... is what skills, qualities, experiences, or education do you possess that would allow you to hit the ground running if you are appointed?
I have a master's degree in educational administration, and I have experience in real estate and working with different markets, working with the public and maintaining a positive relationship with the public. I'm a positive person. I'm hardworking. I'm interested in getting involved in my community and maybe heading up some community projects that involve children. I am familiar with all phases of construction and working with subcontractors, reviewing bids, blueprints, budgets. I can't remember everything else. I hope I covered it all.
Well, if you can figure out how to get more community members involved in our local government, that would be marvelous. Because
that's my plan. That's my plan. Starting in my own neighborhood.
Very good. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Hi, Monica. I'm Anna Miller.
Hi. Nice to meet you.
Good to meet you. My question for you is, what is your understanding or familiarity of the council's goals for Grover Beach, policies and programs and projects to carry them out?
Well, to be quite honest with you, I'm not as familiar with, I know that a lot of the other applicants are more familiar and know each other and they're visiting, and that doesn't intimidate me. I'm a fast learner and I'm a hard worker. I also feel like maybe it's more of an advantage for me to come in as a blank slate and learn all of these things. I do know that the council, I would believe that the council is involved in trying to bring more revenue to our area and improve our city, keeping it clean and safe for its current residents. And I believe that's a very important task of the council.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Good evening, Monica. How are you tonight?
I'm doing well. How are you?
Good. I'm Robert. Robert, nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you, too.
I think we had a delay here. Anyway, if you are passionate about a subject or an issue, but that passion is not shared by the majority of the council, what would you do to help other members of the council see your perspective?
I would go out and garner responses from the community. I would try to get people from the community my role, if I were appointed tonight, my role isn't to have my own agenda. I would be here to represent the citizens of the city. And so I would go out and get feedback from them and find out what's important to them. And if I had something that was near and dear to my heart, I would try to find support in the community to see if that's also important to others, and then bring that feedback back to the council.
Great. Thank you.
Thank you.
So you've gone through four questions already. Thank you very much. So now we come back to the fifth one, which is going to be very difficult. So is there anything that you haven't shared with us so far that you'd like to share or to add before we complete this part of the interview?
I don't believe so, but I do have a question. Am I allowed to ask a question?
Go ahead and ask the question, and we'll see if we can answer it.
Okay, my question was, will the candidate who's appointed tonight automatically take on Ms. Shaw's place on the Air Pollution Control District and the Homeless Services Oversight Council?
I'll go ahead and answer that and say we don't know yet, because is directly after someone is appointed this evening. Their next item on the agenda is to fill those seats, and whether it's with the appointed candidate or whether the council decides to open up those positions for consideration will be made at that time.
Okay, wonderful. Thank you so much for answering my question, and thank you all for your time. And it was a pleasure to meet everyone.
Very good. I appreciate that. And let's just see if there's any questions that the council has of you before we move to the next applicant.
Okay, thank you.
Not seeing anybody come on mute, we will say thank you. And we will go ahead and complete your interview and bring in our next applicant, which is Kara Ramirez. Thank you, Ms. Mercer.
Thank you.
Hello.
Good evening. So, Ms. Mercer, if you would go ahead and turn off your camera, please. There you go. Thank you so much. Ms. Kara Ramirez, good to see you again. So we do have five questions for you. We'll go through each of them, kind of round robin through the council. And I get to ask the first question, which is, in 2 minutes or less, please tell us about yourself and why you want to be on the city council.
Okay. Good evening, Mayor Lee, Mayor Pro Tem Bright, Councilmember Miller, and Councilmember Robert. I am excited to be here. I have connections to the community of Grover Beach and the surrounding area since I was a young child. We would vacation here since the late 80s. About 7 years ago, my family was stationed here on military orders. We have lived around the world. We lived in San Diego. We've lived in Japan. However, since we were here, this was home. It felt like home immediately. And we set down roots here, and we do not plan on leaving. We have been renters in North Grover for 6 years, and more recently, a few months ago, we have purchased a home here in Grover Beach. We are very proud of this community. My husband serves far away, and I serve the community here. I am on a number of nonprofit organizations serving our children of Grover Beach. I have experience working with families of Grover Beach at all the elementary schools in our city. I love the community. I love the children here. I love where we are. My passion for this community, I wear it on my sleeve, and I love advocating for Grover Beach whenever I can. I also want to bring attention to the fact that I am ready and eager to serve. I am also a fast learner. However, I have attended many Grover Beach City Council meetings over the years. I have attended many of our community events when we had community events, including, you know, Stone Soup, all the many things that the city has done at Ramona Gardens Park. So I am eager, I am willing, and I am here to offer a unique perspective of a family with growing children. I want to make sure I'm representing South Grover Beach, and I want to make sure that we are representing families and growing families of Grover Beach. And I want to have a voice and lend a voice to the council, you know, for families and what is affecting us, because we make up a large majority of voters here in Grover Beach. Thank you.
Thank you, Kara. Karen Bright here.
Hi, Karen.
Thank you for being here. Hi. So if you wouldn't mind, what skills, qualities, experiences, or education do you possess that would allow you to hit the ground running if you are appointed?
Sure. I am happy to report I have finally finished my undergrad and am looking forward to a master's program this summer. I've studied social science and elementary education. So I think that does give a unique perspective. Way back in my Sac State years, I did volunteer with the National Association of Women Business Owners while I was at Sac State. So that gave me a perspective and a view from the women's point of view when they are starting businesses. And along Grand Avenue, we have so many businesses and so many women-owned businesses, which make me super excited, and I love being a patron of them. I have years of experience serving on boards, like I had said before, with large budgets, as well as, you know, directing those budgets, allocating funds, prioritizing what areas of our goals need, you know, a specific amount of money, what are we going to do forward, creating budgets, creating goals, and then working towards that in the following years. I have experience with PTA for a number of years. I have experience with school site councils. I have experience with HOAs. I'm not afraid to bring my conflict resolution skills. As I have, every day I work with that. I recently am getting my credential. I got my credential, but I've been a secretary at the schools for a long time. So I work with families, you know, their needs, immediate needs. I am there working with them. So I bring that skill set to it. And I am very, I'm very fair. I really like to stick to policy that makes me happy. I am not a jaywalker, so I stick to policy and I love policy. So I think that brings a unique perspective, and I'm just eager to work for the citizens of Grover Beach.
Very good. Thank you.
Hi, Kara. My question for you is, what is your understanding or familiarity of the council's goals for Grover Beach and policies, programs, and projects to carry them out?
Yeah, looking at the most recent, the major city goals that you all have either created, voted on this past March, I know the economic development is pretty key, and that is a major goal for the city. As, you know, there's businesses who entrust their livelihoods to the city, and the council should take that into consideration and respect that when making policies, and also supporting economic development in the midst of COVID and supporting our businesses here and keeping them here. I know homelessness and housing is another goal. You know, I'm thankful to the city for years ago approving the development and that we were finally able to purchase a home in our budget, which was huge. So that was directly from the city. So I know how policies and your city goals really affect people. as a renter as well, but and working with Five Cities Homeless Coalition a number of years ago. I know that public safety is also a major city goal. Supporting Five Cities Fire is huge for the safety of our citizens, for response times, for and Grover Beach Police Department, making sure that they have the equipment, making sure that we're voting and we're allocating money, that they have enough money for new trucks or what they need to serve us, to serve our, to serve the citizens of Grover Beach, and street improvements with Measure K. I'm so excited. Just driving around, it looks beautiful. And I know that that is a goal of you and a goal of the city and the council. So yeah, I know that those are big ones. I'm excited that there's hotels possibly coming down the pipeline. And I know it is very important and it is very imperative for the city to act and to move on some of those decisions and contracts.
Thank you.
Good evening, Kara, excuse me. Robert Roberts speaking. Thank you for coming tonight and thank you for your passion for the city. It's nice to see. If you are passionate about a subject or issue, but that passion is not shared by the majority of the council, what would you do to help the other members of the council see your perspective?
That's a really great question. I know passion also needs to be met with research and facts. So if I'm passionate about something, I need to first check myself and say, am I bringing facts? Am I bringing research to the council? Sometimes passion can get loud and drowning, but facts and research really speak for themselves. So that's first. Second, I know that if you're a part of a team and you're equally listening to the passion and the goals of the other council members, they're likely to respect your opinion and they're likely to listen what you are advocating for as well. So I know that there's twofold. You need to make sure what you're bringing to the table is, you know, the constituents are actually, you know, passionate about it as well. Are you representing something and are you bringing something to the council that the community needs and wants? Do you have support first? And second, facts and research, as well as respect of your city council members.
Very good. Thank you, Kara.
Very good. And that brings us back to our last question. So which is stated as, is there anything else that you'd like to share with us that you haven't already added?
I just really want to thank you guys for this opportunity. I have been in awe of the council for a number of years. I respect what you guys do. I'm very proud as a citizen of our council. We have seen to work together most of the time, a majority of the time. Things are getting done, which is huge, especially when we see some of the other cities around us. I really respect Grover Beach's city council and the way that our city is moving forward. I just thank you for your time personally and your commitment. I know that you guys work really hard for our city and you guys go above and beyond. And I know that's what would be expected of myself as a city council person as well. And I hope to be able to serve alongside you all.
Very good. Definitely appreciate all your responses tonight. Let's just do a quick check, see if there's any questions that came up for other members of the council. Not seeing any mics go live. I will say thank you very much, Kara, and we'll look forward to bringing in our next applicant. If you would go ahead and just turn off your camera and you can kind of stay in the main room. Very good. Thank you, Kara. And next up, we have Mr. Todd Mitchell. Here he comes. Good evening, Mr. Mitchell. How are you tonight?
I'm doing well, thank you. Hello, Mayor Lee.
Very good. Very good. Good to see you. So next, we have five questions for you. So we'll do a round robin. And I have the opportunity to ask you the first question, which is, in 2 minutes or less, please tell us about yourself and why you want to be on the city council.
Absolutely. My pleasure. So, my name is Todd Mitchell. I was born in Pasadena, Southern California. After I graduated from La Cañada High School down in Pasadena area, I went to school in Santa Barbara. I ended up graduating with my undergraduate degree from Humboldt State University. I was fortunate in my 20s to get to experience a lot of life. I was an outdoor adventure tour guide of North America, Alaska, the U.S., and Canada for a few years, and then ran a ski patrol and was an EMT and stuff like that. And then I chose to actually go back and use some of my education and become an educator. I began my educational career in Los Angeles Unified in the early 1990s. And I was fortunate enough to meet my wife in night school, earning additional credentials. I began my career as a special education teacher in Los Angeles Unified. I moved up to the Central Coast in 1999, where I worked at Arroyo Grande High School as a special education teacher, and I became department chair there for a few years. You know, you got to watch what you ask for. I wanted to go into administration, but I wanted to stay in special education, so I went to work for Santa Barbara County Education Office, and I taught programs for emotionally disturbed students for a few years. And then I ended up becoming coordinator of special education for Santa Maria Joint Union High School District. I became director of special education for Family Partnership Charter Schools and eventually ended up becoming their superintendent. And then a little more recently, when in about 2016-2017, seeing the legalization of cannabis, I became a consultant and active in the cannabis industry. I am a partner and hold licenses in Santa Barbara County, Lompoc, Santa Cruz County, as well as I'm one of the 7 qualified retail applicants for the city of Grover Beach way back when. But I also hold administrative services credential for schools. I have, I'm a certified chief business official. So I'm fairly familiar with policy making, budgets, strategic planning, governance, and such. But moving back a little bit, when 13 years ago, we had our firstborn, our son, Aiden, and he, within the first 2 years of life, he was diagnosed with autism spectrum disorder. I went back to school. I earned a graduate degree in autism spectrum disorder. For the last 6 years, I've been the vice president of the volunteer board of the Central Coast Autism Spectrum Center. So that's probably my greatest community involvement. I definitely believe strongly in helping those whom are in need. You know, whether it's special education, people with disabilities, or you know, I've been involved a little bit with the homeless coalition and such around here, as well as I help and do beach cleanups and city park cleanups and things like that. My kiddos both attend Lew CMR School District. My daughter's in elementary school, and my son is very proud to now be in junior high, and he's attending Paulding. They're both enjoying being back to school about 2.5 or 3 hours a day right now. You know, COVID has made us all do a lot of more online things, such as this meeting, and you know, I think we'll come out of it better and stronger for it, but it's definitely been challenging while we've been going through it.
Very good. We'll let you stop there, because I think as you get into our other questions, you'll be able to expand upon some of what you shared in the opening. So let's go ahead and turn to Mayor Pro Tem Bright for the next question, please.
Okay. I believe you're muted.
Good grief. You think by now I would get that down, wouldn't you? Yeah, yeah. Anyway, hello.
Hi.
Thank you for being here. So my question to you, Mr. Mitchell, is what skills, qualities, experiences, or education do you possess that would allow you to hit the ground running if you are appointed?
Well, so education and experiences, I've served on many boards. I've been the sole employee of a few boards as an executive director and or superintendent. So I can relate to the fiduciary duty of being a board member, but then directing staff or being a member of a council that directs staff. As far as the education goes, I'm a certificated chief business official. That was done with USC and Schools of California. I hold an administrative services credential, and you know, I've attended many Gower Beach City Council meetings and events, and I've sat in the breakout room with you when you were appointed to this council a few years back. And so, yeah, I think that I have the desire, and I understand a lot of the time commitments, both with the council adjunct duties, as well as just being an at-large member of the community and remaining approachable.
Very good. Thank you very much.
Mm-hmm. Hi, good evening, Todd. I'm Anna Miller. My question for you is, what is your understanding or familiarity of the council's goals for Gower Beach and policies, programs, and projects to carry them out?
Okay. I think the one that, I mean, outside of cannabis especially, the one I've been, you know, most involved with and was the, or is the continuing paving of the streets and such. I believe that Gower Beach actually does a very good job of with its economic development, and I think that's going to be ongoing forever. But as we know, Gower Beach, being the size that it is, having multiple supermarkets, gas stations, other hotels and such, I believe the city has done a good job and will continue to do so. I think that it's going to be very interesting, you know, the transition from the state parks being an off-highway vehicle area to not being such. I think that we, along with many other surrounding communities, have challenges with our homeless community and also, you know, the things that go along with that, as well as public perception. And I think that I see both, Mayor Lee, most likely yourselves, and many other of the city staff participating both at fundraising, feeding, warming, etc., as far as that goes. So I have a pulse on what's happening. I think I've slowed down quite a bit this last year with COVID being home. I've watched a few council meetings, but I haven't, you know, participated as I had previously.
Thanks, Todd. Mm-hmm.
Good evening, Todd. Robert, thank you for being here.
Thank you.
You're welcome. My question for you is, if you are passionate about a subject or an issue, but that passion is not shared by the majority of the council, what would you do to help the other members of the council see your perspective?
I believe that, you know, we all gain from education, experience, and knowledge. So I think that helping people to understand perspective and such coming in is one thing. Then again, I believe that as long as there's a quorum and a majority vote, that we all need to support the decisions that are made by the council. So it's, in my mind, it's not to, you know, throw a fit and don't take it if you don't get your way kind of thing. It's more of, you know, expressing in a concise manner, you know, why I might feel some way, and possibly sharing links or education, whether it's, you know, at, it depends on the forum, I think, you know. No reason to filibuster something.
Thank you, Todd.
Very good. Thank you, Mr. Mitchell, for the question, for the response to those questions. We do have one more question, which is effectively to ask you if there's anything else you'd like to share that you haven't had a chance to share with us in your responses.
No, I believe that I'm interested, you know, with continuing current projects, completing the repaving of the streets, increasing public awareness of things, you know, working to help with our homeless issues, attracting businesses and improving services, being fiscally responsible, supporting community events, beautification and safety, both on Grand Avenue and elsewhere, you know, being a steward of the community and essentially making sure that I make my family proud. That's it.
Very good. Thank you for sharing that information. Let's see just a quick round from the council members if there's any questions that were generated from your responses. Not seeing any microphones go live. We will say thank you, Mr. Mitchell, for joining us tonight. And we will next bring into the conversation our next applicant, which is Daniel Rushing.
Okay. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Mr. Mitchell. Appreciate that. And Todd, go ahead and turn your camera off if you don't mind. So that way.
There we go. Okay.
Very good. So that does bring Daniel Rushing into our conversation, where we do have five questions for you. So round robin through the council, and I do get an opportunity to ask the first one, which is, in 2 minutes or less, please tell us about yourself and why you want to be on the city council.
Make sure. Okay, I'm not muted. That's fantastic. That's the first test of a city council person. Good evening, Honorable Mayor, City Council members. Thank you so much for the opportunity to meet with you tonight. Filling a vacant position is always a challenge, but I think that appointing someone to fill in the shoes of Marion Shaw is incredibly daunting. My wife and I moved to Grover Beach in 2003, and even at that time, I had hope of one day joining the City Council and working to ensure a successful future for our residents. As is so often the case, life's twists and turns along the way, along responsibilities of building a career and supporting my family, consistently left my aspirations on the back burner. But it wasn't until I actually met Miriam that I realized that there is always time for your passions as long as you make them. That is why I'm here today. I believe that I have the temperament, focus needed to make my city proud as a council member with 16 years of work and supporting our local restaurant industry. I understand the challenges our small businesses face and know the importance of supporting local government and can have and helping them recover from the astronomical setbacks that they have faced in the past year. And the council that we have today is filled with a variety of specialities, work experiences, perspectives, pet projects, positions on what makes an effective local government. What brings together meeting after meeting is your shared love for this city and a deep-seated desire to see our town prosper and grow while preserving the character that makes Grover Beach so special. It has been a thrill to watch you all come together as an elected body to work toward that common good. In finishing, it's my hope that I will have the opportunity to add my perspective and experience to this council. I look forward to your questions, and I hope I've given you a decent glimpse of what I might bring to the city if appointed. Thank you very much.
Well, thank you, Daniel, for being here. I am your next question. So if you would be so kind as to tell us what skills, qualities, experiences, or education you possess that would allow you to hit the ground running if you are appointed?
Well, I'll say this out the gate. I'm an art history major, so I'm not sure exactly where that comes into play, but I know there are quite a few art history majors in the world, and I think public art is incredibly important. That said, I have worked within this community for the last 16 years, 15 years directly with our restaurants, and have a good understanding of these needs, and I feel as though from day one, after spending literally the last 2 years listening to and following along with city council deliberations, that I will be ready and ready to go a week from tonight, should I be appointed.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you.
Hi, Dan. I have the next question. And my question for you is, what is your understanding or familiarity of the council's goals for Grover Beach and policies, programs, and projects to carry them out?
Well, the City of Grover Beach has been kind enough to provide that for us. So that is a fantastic thing that I was able to research that over the past weeks and months as I was following along with the City Council. But obviously, in the time that we're in right now, with relief from COVID and everything else, I feel as though the two main goals of the council and the city fairly well pair together. And those would be economic development and housing and homelessness. So through developing, supporting, and encouraging the development of our businesses, we can also help to shore up and continue our drive toward affordable housing within our community. On top of that, we have public safety and street improvements. Street improvements has been a long-standing priority of this city. Obviously, the work that the city has done over the past several years has been fantastic. Actually, a street just down about literally 30 feet from my house just got finished, and it's absolutely fantastic. But in terms of the arterial roads, I know that there's a lot of additional funding and development that needs to come through that. So I'm certainly in support of and want to make sure that not only can we drive around on Saratoga Avenue, but also make it through Grand Avenue and South Oak Park, et cetera. And following with that with public safety, just talking about supporting our fire and police and making sure that, on a daily basis, they know that we have their backs. My experience level is not immense in that process. I look forward to having conversations with the people that know more than I, and hopefully learning from that process.
Thank you.
Good evening, Dan. Thank you for joining us. Robert.
Councilmember Robert, hello.
Thank you. If you are passionate about a subject, Daniel, but that passion is not shared by the majority of the council, what would you do to help the other members of the council see your perspective?
I like this question. I think dissent is an incredibly important process with civic government, be it on a local level or expanded throughout. If there are no dissenting voices, there is no opportunity to find the middle point that works better for everyone. So whether or not I'm with a majority or with a dissenting view, I think that making sure that dissenting views are listened to and heard are important. That said, specifically to your point, what would I do if I had a dissenting from the council? Well, at the end of the day, my way of going to market, my way of communicating with people is to be as clear as I possibly can. Over the course of the last couple of years and watching council meetings, I've heard many, many meetings where it seems like there's an overarch that if everybody had a chance to listen to it afterward, they would realize that they were all sort of talking about the same thing, but not necessarily coming together for it. So it would be my goal to clarify my position and make sure that it was expressed as clearly as possible. At the end of the day, it's not my job to change anybody's mind. It's my vote, should I be appointed. It's your vote as you are elected. So from there, it would be a matter of negotiation.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, Councilmember.
Thank you for answering those questions, Mr. Rushing. So the last one comes back to me, which is to ask you if there's anything else that you'd like to share with us this evening that you haven't had a chance to already add to the conversation.
Well, I feel as though I've alluded to it a little bit throughout this conversation, but you know, at my heart and the better part of half of my life has been involved in the hospitality industry. And I see so much potential for Grover Beach and really want to make sure that Grover Beach maintains its culture and its funk and its awesomeness. But I know that there are places that we can grow. And I would love to see development in that process. So as a council person, it would be my goal to make sure that we put forward as many processes forward that help enable those that growth. And to Councilmember Miller's point, in general, when we all succeed, there is enough. Actually, can you hear me still? Okay, very good. I lost you. I apologize. So to that point, it is incredibly important for people to be able to both afford to live here and to work here. So the more that we can develop and grow that, the better we are. And in a conversation with Councilmember Bright last year, it's a chicken egg scenario. Where we find ourselves without enough money to do what we need to do second. So if we can pull in the resources that we need and grow, we can succeed on both levels. And I apologize for the stutter there.
No worries. Thank you for that response. So thank you for answering our questions this evening. Let me do just a quick round through the council, make sure that there hasn't been any questions that have been generated by your answers. Not seeing any hands raised, I will go ahead and say thank you very much, Mr. Rushing, for joining us this evening. We'll go ahead and ask you to turn off your camera as we bring in the next applicant, which will be Will Bruce.
Thank you, everyone. Take care. Thank you.
Good evening, Mr. Bruce.
Hello, how are you?
Good, thank you. Good, thank you. Thank you for joining us tonight. We do have five questions, kind of a round-robin format. I do have a chance to ask the first question, which is, in 2 minutes or less, please tell us about yourself and why you want to be on the City Council.
Well, I had a career in the California Community College system. I was a director, and part of my job was to advocate for the poor and the voiceless in our group. I was elected president of the whole entire association, which encompasses 115 community colleges. Was elected the president, and I had to be the centerpiece of the legislation that we put forward, because we always had lobbyists and we created our own laws to support our poor. I created a foster youth program that's still in existence today, and I made it to where it would be embedded into the program that I served, and it was adopted to the state, and it's probably going to be there long before I'm gone. So I thought I made a mark. I thought I did my duty. I felt like that was my thing that I needed to leave on this earth, and I'm okay. Had spinal surgery, bring up to speed, still working with disability. I'm semi-disabled, no insurance because the state's giving me the runaround, especially COVID. COVID just, you know, put a damper on a lot of things in expediting anything. So I've been taking care of my dad, moved back home, found out his dementia got really bad, and so been working with him for the last year and a half. So we're up here in vacationing in Oregon and getting him fresh air, and his memory's coming back. I've been working with him like three to five hours a day, seems like sometimes. And so, you know, and he has to relearn everything, it seems like that. But, you know, he's got the VA. You know, he's a veteran, so we get a lot of help that way in the elderly care here. I want to be on the city council because I've been there since 1973. I've seen a lot of things that you know, is questionable, and you know, I like to be a part of the whole COVID reopening, and you know, I've been there from the start of the COVID anyways, and I knew this thing was airborne. Come to find out, it is airborne. And so I think I'm a problem solver. I love to solve problems, and if I can't figure it out, I fill in the holes. And then and sometimes I'm right and sometimes I'm wrong, but you know, I always admit when I'm wrong. But I'm a consensus builder, and I always like to do things behind the scene and have a united front. And so, you know, any other questions you have for me? I'm just feel like I'm born and raised in Grover Beach, and again, it's a city I love and the city I've been part of since I was a little kid, and it'll always be home for me. I usually go over, but can you hear me?
Oh, you didn't.
Oh, good, good.
Well, Karen Bright here.
Hi,
so
Karen.
I got the next question, and so it is. What skills, you've actually answered some of these, but this is the question. So what skills, qualities, experiences, or education do you possess that would allow you to hit the ground running if you are appointed?
Well, I have a lot of skills in leadership. I was a dean in the California Community Colleges. Technically, I'm still working for them, but I'm working in comp case right now. I always feel like I can solve any problem. I just love solving problems and mysteries, you know, and so that's what I bring to the table, open-minded, even though I always admit when I make mistakes, because I, you know, we're only human, we all make mistakes. With the right information, my mind can be changed, you know, and again, with an open board and open seat like this, I support all of you. So, you know, there were some things during the elections, but it could have been probably family oriented, but, you know, I kept it pretty quiet, because I really, supported the people that were running, Karen and, I'm sorry. Councilwoman Miller and Jeff, of course. I've seen you in action, and everybody talks great about you, so I kept it quiet because you know what, I support you guys, and I didn't want to make a big stink over something that can be taken care of, you know, behind the scenes. But yeah, other than that, I bring a lot of skill sets. Like I said, I'm a good people person. I try to put myself in the other people's shoes. When we talk about the homeless, everybody calls it a problem. I think it's not a problem. I think you know, to be part of the solution, we need to get the homeless involved, especially the ones that were here from when they were growing up. You know, not the ones that are, you know, get thrown out here because it's beautiful there. You know, it's beautiful in our town. But so I'm up here in Oregon, looking for some property and just investment property. And while I'm here, I'm seeing some of the ways they take care of their homeless, and it's beautiful. I mean, I've been taking videos, taking pictures. I'm actually talking to some of the homeless there, and to see how well they're treated. And some counties like in Portland, oh my gosh, it's just like Oakland, and, you know. So it depends on where you're from and the little city that we're from, 14,000 people. I think we can do a better job with the homeless, and I think we can learn a lot from places like Oregon. And so I'm doing homework.
Very good. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Hi, Will. Good evening.
Good evening.
My question for you is, what is your understanding or familiarity of this council's goals for Grover Beach, and policies, programs, and projects to carry them out?
the recent policies and programs. I know the biggest thing ahead of us is the COVID reopening, and then to keep people safe during COVID as well. I know there, and I'm not sure if you all had anything to say about it, but the dunes, how the dunes are being shut down for, not shut down, but, you know, without the ATVs and things like that. And that's going to kill, I feel like it's going to kill our economy. And I hope the council is taking a stand one way or another, or at least educating everyone, you know, why you've taken a stance at all. So, again, I've been up here for the last month with my dad, so I haven't been really in tune, but, you know, I've been talking with people down in the Grover Beach area, and I know that, you know, they're concerned, you know, with COVID. They're concerned about new businesses or businesses being able to reopen, and then the ability to, which ones get to stay open and how much occupancy they can have. Even up here, when we visit places that are they get tips. I mean, so you can't just tip them the regular 18% because half their space is, half their income is gone. So I encourage others to tip double the tip. I mean, double it. If you're gonna tip 20%, tip 40%. They're the frontline workers. They need the money too, and we need to help support local businesses like that. So I hope that's in line with the city council's agenda.
Thank you.
Sure.
Good evening, Mr. Bruce. Thank you for being here tonight. My name's Robert, and I have a question for you.
Remember your science.
If you're passionate about a subject or an issue, but that passion is not shared by the majority of the council, what would you do to help other members of the council see your perspective?
What would I do? Mostly, if I'm passionate about something, I would definitely let the council, the rest of the council know, and what the problem is and what the solution could be. I mean, anything that I could come up with, I'm sure with the council would be way better with more heads and more voices. I wouldn't do it in public. I wouldn't try to sites swipe, you know, like the mayor, like he's doing a speech and all of a sudden and then throw my agenda down on the table in front of everybody and make a scene. Now that's not the way to do it. I've seen a lot of people do that, and it's wrong and it's not right. And if you can't be nice about being consensus building, even if I have my own passion and nobody agrees with it, I can always run with it, you know, in another light. It doesn't have to be through the city. It could be on a nonprofit or what other passion there is. I'm sure that whatever we're passionate about as a group, we tend to understand where we're coming from, and maybe I can put you in my shoes to show you to allow you to see why I'm so passionate about something. And I'm a passionate type of person, and I do run with things, but I also get involved with other people's passions too. And you know, if you can find somebody's passion, that's you just got to feed that, and you know, if you can feed somebody's passion, they'll do wonders for you if it's in the right direction.
Thank you.
Very good. Thank you, Mr. Bruce, for your answer to your questions to those questions tonight. We do have one more for you, which is effectively to see if there's anything else that you want to add that you haven't had a chance to share with us in your other responses.
Well, if you were really, when I first came here, you know, being on the city council was kind of the last thing I wanted to do, honestly, because I've been on boards, so many boards over the many years, nonprofit organizations, and I always ended up being the president. If somebody disagreed or was not right, or we just didn't get along, well, that's when you take it to the you know, votes. I mean, you get, you know, whether you agree with the person or not, you still have to be amenable and kind, and not bashing anybody or bad mouthing anybody. If you disagree with them, maybe that's maybe that they're pulling something that you see in them about yourself that you're not okay with. So then I work on myself to see if it is me, because a lot of times it could be me. So I try not to say what's on my mind. I think about it before I say it nowadays, and I know that it makes it so much easier to have a consensus building board than one that's always fighting against each other. And I've been on boards like that too, and it's not fun. It's not fun at all. So that's pretty much it.
Very good. Well, thank you for sharing that information. So we will just do one last quick check to see if the council has developed any questions based upon your prior answers. Not seeing anyone bring in any questions. We will go ahead and say thank you very much, Mr. Bruce, and ask that you do turn off your camera. And we'll bring in our last applicant for this evening, which is Micah Van Bogelin, and thank him for joining us.
I'm here.
Hey, very good. Hold on for just 1 second, Micah, as Mr. Bruce, there he is. Okay, very good. So just want to give an opportunity for Will to turn off his camera. And we do have 5 questions for you this evening. As was stated earlier, I do have the opportunity to ask the first question, which is, thank you for joining us. And then in 2 minutes or less, please tell us about yourself and why you want to be on the city council.
Great, thank you, and thanks for your patience. I imagine this must be tough, having 8 people in front of me. So I'm Micah Van Bogelin. I'm a family man, been married 26 years, moved to Grover Beach in 2003, actually for the dual immersion program at Grover Beach Elementary School. That was something that was real important to our family. But raised 3 kids in this town, and now a proud grandparent helping to raise the next generation. Professionally, I've always worked full-time. I worked my way through college, got a business degree in my early 20s, and then went on to get a general contractor's license, ran a small construction company here in Grover Beach, and then an injury kind of pushed me back to the corporate world. So went back to work for a tech company. Since 2008, I've worked out at PG&E, mostly HR work, negotiating union labor contracts, all kinds of HR things. Right now, I primarily support the executives out there as an HR business partner and just help them with HR programs and people issues. Much closer to home, last year, my wife and I purchased Red Bee Coffee at the beginning of this pandemic. So that was a fun ride the first few months. But that's been going well. We've added 9 new jobs in Grover Beach. So it's been fun to build my coffee addiction. So I do have to admit that up front. But why I want to be on the council, you know, I love this town. I will walk it almost every day. I want to see it thrive now, and I want to see it thrive for the next generation. My kids are grown. I'm at a place in my personal life and professional life where I feel like I have the experience, the passion, the energy to serve the residents of our town as a member of the city's leadership team.
Thank you very much.
Well, thank you very much for being here. Karen Bright here. I have the next question. And that is, what skills, qualities, experiences, or education do you possess that would allow you to hit the ground running if you are appointed?
Great, thank you. I do have a master's degree in business and an undergraduate degree in business. I've run 4 different small businesses and have one currently in the city. And then I've got, you know, 25 years in progressively responsible corporate jobs. I think that gives me a window or some insight into what, you know, large-scale budgets, what large-scale quality can look like without losing touch of what it's like to be a small business owner and what it's like to be a Grover Beach resident, just trying to make it through. So I'd say that experience that ranges from working with executives to managing baristas gives me a good sense of the landscape. Running several small businesses and working at large ones also, I think would help me hit the ground running.
Very good. Thank you very much.
Hi, good evening, Micah. I'm Anna Miller. My question for you is, what is your understanding or familiarity of the council's goals for Grover Beach and policies, programs, and projects to carry them out?
Hi, thanks, Anna. So I can't pretend to know what it's like to be a city councilman or woman, but I've seen some of the handiwork from our town. I've seen some of the development coming in. I've seen some of the contracts we've had with Global Crossings and some of the infrastructure that's provided some revenue for us. As far as I understand it, you know, we have a couple interests. You can't not talk about roads in Grover Beach. So I thank the council and this group for the hard work that's been happening since the measure was passed a couple years ago. So I know that's important. I know we're trying to drive revenue to our businesses, especially with big things and challenges in the future, like the dunes closing and things like that. So I would imagine that the council is looking at ways to drive that revenue back here locally, even from places like Pismo, you know, a mile and a half away at the pier. How do we get those folks here? How do we make our streets inviting? How do we make our businesses inviting? So those are the things I think you guys are working on and hopefully continue to do so.
Thank you.
Good evening, Micah. Thank you for being here tonight. I'm Robert, and I have a question for you. If you are passionate about a subject or an issue, but that passion is not shared by the majority of the council, what would you do to help the other members of the council see your perspective?
Yeah, that's a good question. A council member, you know, the first thing is you have a civic responsibility to understand the issues and to understand the needs, the desires of the constituents and the members of our town. So the first thing, if you're passionate about something, I always think it's helpful to understand other people's positions. So a good questioning attitude, understand what the other people's points are, what they're trying to convey to you. And then a conversation about the differences and seeing if, you know, maybe there's a way to close the gaps in those differences. But ultimately, it's a team sport. So once I've shared my views or tried to represent the interests of the town as best as I understand and a decision's been made, that's when it's time to get on the bus, as they say. And it's a group decision that's been made, and that's what we also would have done.
Great. Thank you.
Very good. Thank you, Michael, for those questions or responses to questions. I do have one last one for you, which is basically to ask you if there's anything else that you'd like to share or add to the conversation that you haven't had a chance to in your earlier responses.
Yeah, I would like just a chance to share. I've been really thinking, you know, on my walks and for a long time about vision for this city. And I'll just share a couple ideas. And maybe these are things that I could have gone into more detail in that question about what the council is doing now. But, you know, we've talked about roads. We've talked about trying to drive revenue to local businesses. I think there's a lot of work that we can do to revitalize Grand Avenue. I think there's things we can do that aren't going to cost the city a lot of money. I know that there's a lot of tax rebates. There's COVID money that's out there. There's energy efficiency rebates that maybe we could steer or educate some of our businesses on Grand. We could steer them to those programs so that they'd have an incentive to maybe start fixing it up a little bit and kind of helping give our town a little bit of a facelift in some of the areas that need it. I'd like to see better walkways, better bike paths. I think we might have an opportunity in that corridor that's over by Ramona Park to maybe get better access for our residents to and from the beach or maybe better parking. So I have a lot of ideas for the city, and whether you guys pick me or anyone else, I'll probably be kind enough to share them with you just in case. Thank you for your time.
Very good. Thank you for those responses. Let's see if any of your responses generated questions from the council. Not seeing any questions come forward. Mayor Pro Tem Bright.
We'd like to hear what you have to say. So why don't you pop into our next council meeting if you're not there already, okay?
I can do that. Thank you. Go.
Very good. Thank you, everyone, for your time this evening, and we appreciate all the questions that were asked by the council members and the fabulous responses that were provided by every single applicant tonight. So with that, that is our last applicant for this evening. I will go ahead and bring it back to the council just to see if there was any questions that were generated during the applicant presentations or the applicant responses that they'd like to ask of the city manager or the city attorney. Not seeing any microphones go live, we will go ahead and conclude that part of the process, which will then take us to our public communications. If anyone wants to speak on any of the applicants this evening, we will ask you not to visually advocate. We're just looking for your words and comments. If you do want to call in for public communications, please do so at area code 805-321-6639, and this is your opportunity to express support or comment on the applicant process. So I will check with our city clerk and see if there's any members of the public that want to speak under this item this evening.
No, we have no one on the line.
Very good. I do appreciate that. And we'll go ahead and close public comment, bring it back to the council for that. So I do want to just express that the council did receive a number of emails today that were shared with us support for several council members. We have received those. We'll go ahead and include those in the public record. So without having read them into the record, but from that perspective, it is 10-8 tonight at the moment. So let's see how the council feels about taking just a quick break. Kind of do a bio break, kind of think and consider the next steps in the process, which would be for each of us to put together up to three was my first number, three candidates to proceed on to the next round, unless there's discussion that we should, unfortunately, we can't appoint eight people this evening. We do have to get it down to one, and I think the next step in the process would be to reduce our list to three. Anybody have any strong feelings that we should either go with a higher or lower number? Okay, I'll take that as consensus. Then let's go ahead and take about a 10-minute break. And as the council comes back, we will be prepared to provide our top three candidates in open session to proceed on to the next round. So we will be in recess until we'll say 8:05. Looks like we've got Mayor Pro Tem Bright, Councilmember Miller, and I'm not sure if Councilmember Roberts has joined us. There he is. Very good. Okay, so I will go ahead and bear with me. I will call back to order our special council meeting of Monday, April 19th, and bring it back to the council. We did have a number of wonderful applicants, eight of them total, who have taken their time and their energy to come forward and apply for the council member position. And we did have some emails that did come in. So now it is time for the council to kind of put kind of our proverbial money where our mouth is and choose three members to move to the next round of the deliberation. So before we do that, I do want to say one more thank you to all of the applicants, each of them collectively and individually. As I mentioned at the top of our meeting tonight, we are looking to fill one seat. Unfortunately, we have 8 very qualified and very passionate candidates. If you are not selected this evening, I hope that you will stay involved in the city. I hope that you will stay involved in this community, because each of you has a voice, each of you has a perspective that I think will make the city a better place to live, to work, and to play. So with that, before we get into our deliberations, I did see that Councilmember Robert had his hand raised. Did you have a question, sir?
I just wondered what you were doing with the Liz Dukas situation.
Gotcha. So I did check with our city clerk, and we did hear that Ms. Dukas did have an emergency and did need to drop off the line. So I'll check with our city clerk and see if she's been able to rejoin us again.
I don't think she has. So I just wondered what you did in that situation. We're doing that situation.
Gotcha. So let's go ahead and go through our numbering and see if that becomes an issue. And if it is an issue, we may need to take that into consideration. So with that, Councilmember Miller, I'm going to kind of put you on the spot first and ask you to share your top three with us in no particular order. So what the city manager will then do is he'll be tabulating, and then he will share his screen with us after that. So Councilmember Miller.
Right. Thank you, Mary Lee. I'll just first echo your thoughts and thank each applicant for their interest in serving our community. With so many qualified applicants, this was such a difficult decision to make. But my top criteria for candidate selection is to ensure that we appoint someone who will represent the interest of our residents here in Grover Beach and will enable the council to continue progression in meeting our city goals. So with that said, in no particular order, my three selection for applicants is Rachel Mann, Kara Ramirez, and Daniel Rushing.
Very good. Thank you for those top three. Next, I'll go to Councilmember Robert and see if he will share his top three with us.
Well, no particular order, but they're the same order as Councilmember Miller's, Rachel Mann, Kara Ramsey, and Daniel Rushing.
Very good. So next we'll move to Mayor Pro Tem Bright and see if she will share her top three. And you are still muted. Which effectively gave you just a couple more seconds to kind of come to a conclusion.
Well, it just rattles my brain. Oh my goodness gracious. Mine is a little bit different. But it is Kara Ramirez, Daniel Rushing, and Micah Van, I can't say his last name. I haven't written down very well. Van Bogula.
Bogula?
Thank you.
Very good. Thank you, everyone, for your choices. So I am, again, in no particular order, and I do agree with a number of the suggestions so far. My first choice is going to be Kara Ramirez, then second, Daniel Rushing, and then third, I'm also going to go with Micah Van Bogelen. So with that in mind, all four of us have presented our choices to the council to the public this evening. So we'll turn to our city manager. I think it's going to be a fairly easy tabulation. But as he's tabulating that, let's just do one last determination to make sure that no one is having second thoughts. And not seeing anyone come forward with that, we'll see how the council has chosen. Looks like our top two are Daniel and Kara, and then our next choices are Micah and Rachel. So from that perspective, from a council perspective, we do have a clear delineation for our top two. And so with the council's thought process, Would it be appropriate to continue the discussion with Mr. Rushing and Ms. Ramirez as the two finalists for this city council seat? Is there any discussion about having all four members that have gotten votes this evening as part of the final discussion?
I'll start if you like.
Certainly.
Okay. Well, they're both, of course, they're really all excellent. Regarding the top two, I guess I would have to say.
And actually, perhaps before we get into deliberations, we actually do have an opportunity to ask additional questions of the top candidates. And so I wanted to see from a council perspective if we wanted to take the top two vote getters or the top four vote getters and participate. So do we want to do Mr. Rushing and Ms. Ramirez, or do we want to do Mr. Rushing, Ms. Ramirez, Ms. Mann, and Mr. Van Bogelen? So what's the consensus of the council?
Okay, since I've already opened my mouth, my personal choice would be we just take the top two.
Very good. So, Councilmember Robert?
I agree. Okay.
Councilmember Miller?
Top two works for me.
Very good. Then I will say thank you to everyone one more time. Again, if you were not chosen this evening, we do look forward to your continued participation. And you do know how to reach out to each of us individually or collectively. And we look forward to having you continue to love this city and put your heart, soul, and energy into making it a better place. So with that, Madam City Clerk, if it's the will of the council, I do have one last question that I think we can ask each of our finalists, and which can help us gauge how we would potentially then deliberate towards the final candidates. And then I'll give each of you an opportunity to ask a question of each of the candidates as well. So, from a purely a alphabetical standpoint, let's have Ms. Ramirez start first. Alphabetical by last name, that is. So, Ms. Sims, if we could bring in Ms. Ramirez. Hello, Kara. Good to see you again. And you are still muted. So we would go ahead and ask you to unmute yourself. And the question we have for you is, if you were to be appointed this evening, so it obviously does come with a time commitment, and there to be on the council, there's time for meetings, for review and reports, for committee assignments, and we'd also like to know if you are willing to make that time commitment, and also what your future aspirations or desires would be to serve on this council beyond the 2022 election.
I am very aware of the time commitment. I know that there are Monday meetings. I know that there are a number of committees that I would be lucky and looking forward to serving on, Air Pollution Control Committee. I know is a big one around here, as well as others. I know that with my schedule, I get off in the early afternoon. I have summers off, so that creates a lot of time for me, as well as I live and work in a 1 mile radius. So I am here. I am here in the city, available when you need me. And a fun fact is I love meetings. I love meetings. So this would be a joy and a service, and I do understand that it does take a lot of your time and a lot of your personal energy, as well as meeting with constituents as well, which is outside meetings and which is outside of the purview of committee commitments. So I am fully prepared to take on that task.
Very good. And so you did not perhaps answer the last part of the question, which was your desire or aspirations to serve beyond the 2022 election.
I look forward to running whether or not I am selected.
Very good. Thank you for your response. And I'll turn to Mr. Rushing and probably not be able to ask the question in the same fashion, but I think you understand that obviously being a council member has time commitments to be on the council with meetings, reviewing reports, committee assignments, et cetera. And then also if you could also share your future aspirations or desire to serve on the council beyond the 2022 election. And you are currently muted as well. And you're back.
I believe I am not now. Thank you very much, Honorable Mayor. So in terms of time commitments, I do have the bandwidth to take on committee assignments as needed and definitely have the commitment required for the two meetings per month. And I do like reading, so I'm looking forward to potentially reading 4, 5, 6, maybe 700 pages of documents on a bi-monthly basis. We shall see. I hope there's lots of pictures, regardless. Going forward, I ran for this position last year. I ran for a 4-year position. I was already committed to and accepting, and I have raised my hand and said, yes, I will. For the next 4 years. I have no intention of leaving this community. I love this community and will definitely run for re-election in 22. And should the people of Grover Beach decide it is in their best interest, hopefully I will be re-elected and I suppose possibly one more time. So thank you very much.
Very good. Thank you both for your responses. Let's do a quick check of the council and see if any other questions were generated either by those responses or other questions that might have come up for council members. We'll start with Mayor Pro Tem Bright. Okay. Council Member Roberts.
I have no further questions. Thank you.
Very good. Council Member Miller.
So this is questions generated from the responses of your question, not our own question, correct?
Or if you have a question of either the applicants, now would be the time.
Okay, I do have a separate question.
Very good.
Thank you. So I think we're starting with Kara for response. Can you please list an area you believe the city could improve upon?
An area that we could definitely improve upon would be our homeless and affordable housing. I know that there are things in the works. I know that we've benefited from a new community. And, you know, there's been some housing that has come up and available to our community. But I know that I would like to see that area of the council and that major goal be further along. And I would work to volunteer to be on that committee if it is not taken, and support that action to help our homeless to further our affordable housing in our community.
Thank you.
And Mr. Rushing, same question.
Thank you very much, Council. West Grand Avenue. To be perfectly honest, I feel like everything stems from there. There is, we have this thoroughfare that leads directly to the Pacific Ocean that can be more amazing than it is. And from there, I believe that there is so much more opportunity that the residents of Grover Beach can attain. So literally following along and developing the council's plan for the West Grand Avenue project would be my first answer for that.
Very good. Thank you both for those responses. Let's see, Councilmember Miller, did you have any other questions?
No, I just wanted to thank Dan for his response.
Oh, thank you.
Very good. Well, then we have a opportunity in front of us. So let's see if anyone is prepared to move forward with a motion, I will go ahead and start with any comments. Both Kara and Dan have been involved in our community, and I appreciate their service. I know both have done the hard work to get us to this point, where we have a very difficult decision to make. So I know both of them have support in the community. So Daniel's this evening has been a little bit more vocal with respect to emails that we've received, but I know Kara has supporters in the community, and so both of you will do wonderful if you were to be chosen this evening. So with that, let me turn it to Councilmember Bright and see if she has any comments or would like to if she's ready to make a motion.
I am ready to make a motion. I would make a motion that we appoint Daniel Rushing as our next council member.
So we have a motion. So I will go ahead and second that motion. And so for the purposes of discussion, let's see if what discussion we have. Mayor Pro Tem Bright, did you have any further comments to make?
Yes, thank you. They are both certainly very well qualified, no doubt about that. The reason, I guess, that I've gone forward with Dan is because of the outpouring of public support that I've received, as well as I know that the campaign that he ran, it was incredibly put together. Very well thought out, very public in his approach to the city. And for those reasons, that's why I went forward with Dan. Thank you.
Thank you for those comments. Next, we'll go to Councilmember Miller, see if she wanted to add anything.
Yes, I think it's such a hard decision. Both very qualified candidates who are passionate about serving the community, I think Dan understands and represents our business community, which would be a good voice to add to the council. But again, both candidates we can't go wrong either way.
That's so true.
And Councilmember Roberts?
I agree. This has been a difficult process, and certainly appreciate everyone coming out to apply for their appointment. And I certainly hope to see Kara in the next election, which I'm sure she'll be there. But Dan did run a good campaign. It was very close, as you know, Dan. And it'd be an honor to sit with him on council.
May I say one other thing? Thank you. As someone who was not appointed the first time out, it's difficult. But you do these things because you love your city and you want to serve. So I know how difficult it is to put yourself out there, and but it is an honor to serve, and it is such a difficult position to be in on either side of this coin. It is so hard to choose, and then it's hard not to be chosen. So it's just tough all the way around, and I can't say how much I thank everyone for taking their time to do this. And I hope everyone understands how tough it is for us to have to make this choice, because it's not at all easy. So I want to thank everybody and thank my colleagues as well for all the thought that we have, have to put into doing this. So thank you.
Yeah, thank you everyone for those comments, and I will echo that as well in the fact that so since I've served on this council, this is the fifth time we've had a vacancy that we've had to fill during this process. I'm not sure if there's any cities locally that even come close to that. I don't want to do this again. But there's always a process that we follow when these things happen. And again, everybody that came forward tonight is qualified and would have made a great council member. So we do hope that that again everyone stays involved in the process. Hopefully, we don't have to do this again. But if that is the case, then we will continue to go through the process to find the best candidates that evening to move forward with that. So, Madam City Clerk, let's do a roll call, please.
Mayor Pro Tem Bright.
Yes.
Mayor Lee.
Yes.
Councilmember Miller.
Yes.
Councilmember Robert.
Yes.
Very good. So, Mr. Rushing, congratulations. You are our newest city council member. So, Ms. Ramirez, thank you again. So, we appreciate your time and your efforts, and we will see you very, very soon. Okay, so that will conclude. The action items under the appointment to fill the city council vacancy. However, our city clerk is going to lead us in the next item, which is the virtual swearing in of Mr. Rushing as a member of the Grover Beach City Council.
Good evening, Councilmember Rushing. If you'd please raise your right hand and repeat after me. I state your name.
Daniel Rushing.
Do solemnly swear.
Do solemnly swear.
That I will support and defend.
I will support and defend.
The Constitution of the United States.
The Constitution of the United States.
And the Constitution of the State of California.
The Constitution of the State of California.
Against all enemies.
Against all enemies.
Foreign and domestic.
Foreign and domestic.
That I will bear true faith and allegiance.
That I will bear true faith and allegiance.
To the Constitution of the United States.
To the Constitution of the United States.
And the Constitution of the State of California.
And the Constitution of the State of California.
That I take this obligation freely.
That I take this obligation freely.
Without any mental reservation.
Without any mental reservations.
Or purpose of evasion.
Or purpose of evasion.
And that I will well and faithfully.
And that I will well and faithfully.
Discharge the duties upon which I'm about to enter.
Discharge these duties that I'm about to enter.
Congratulations.
Thank you so much.
Thank you, Councilmember Rushing. So, from a city clerk standpoint, do we do a roll call first, or can I allow Mr. Rushing the opportunity to say a few words?
That is your choice, Mayor Lee.
Very good. Then I will go ahead and let's do Councilmember Rushing. Let's see if there's any comments you'd like to make before we do the formal roll call.
You know, I have to say the past few weeks as we were gearing up toward this appointment have been very emotional for me. So I'm so excited to be here right now. It's been an amazing year, a trying year. And I am so, so happy and proud that I get to represent our community for at the very least the next, are we looking at about a year and a half at this point, Mr. Bronson? Beautiful. So thank you so much for your support, and I cannot wait to work with you all.
Very good. Well, thank you for those comments. And so with that, the first order of action of working with us will be to have our city clerk do a roll call, please.
Councilmember Miller.
Here.
Councilmember Robert.
Here.
Councilmember Rushing.
Here.
Mayor Pro Tem Bright.
Here.
Mayor Lee.
Here. Very good. We have a full council once again. So we are five. And as always, we are better with five than with four. But I do want to thank our current council for their actions while we have been searching for a fifth council member. We've done the work of the city as we have been tasked with doing. It's always better to do it with five, but we were able to do it with four. But one of the next items we get to do is to update our 2020-2021 City Council assignments for boards, commissions, and committees. And I will turn it over to our City Manager for a brief introduction of the item.
Thank you, Mayor Lee and Council Members, and welcome, Council Member Rushing. I'm delighted to work with you, and we look forward to sitting down this week for our orientation boot camp before our next council meeting coming up on April 26th. So as Mayor Lee mentioned, the next item for the council is to update the 2021 council assignments to external boards, commissions, and committees. This is an annual process that the council goes forward and identifies liaisons to different groups across the county, both to other government agencies like the Air Pollution Control District, as well as to nonprofit groups like the Chamber of Commerce, Business Local, and other groups. The council went through the process back in January to identify the current assignments, but given the vacancy of former Councilmember Shaw and now the incoming appointment of Councilmember Rushing, this is a chance for the council to relook at the assignments to go through and make any adjustments the council may choose in solidifying the list of 2021 assignments now that you have a full five-member council once again. The assignments are shown in Attachment 1, Exhibit A, with Ms. Shaw's name listed for the assignments that she had before. So those are essentially the vacant assignments. But again, this is a chance for the council to consider other assignments and potentially retooling your list of assignments for 2021. And with that, staff will be glad to take any questions or comments.
Very good. I appreciate that that update. Let's start with Mayor Pro Tem Bright to see if there's any questions that you might have on the council appointments.
No, I don't have any questions. I have some comments, but no questions at this time.
Very good. We'll go next to Councilmember Miller, see if she has any questions.
No questions. Thank you.
Very good. And next, before I turn it over to Councilmember Roberts, we will have public comment on this item. So if those, any members of the public that do want to speak on this item, please call in now at 805-321-6639, and we'll give you an opportunity in just a moment to speak under this item. So next, we'll turn to Councilmember Roberts to see if he has any questions.
No questions. Thank you, Mayor.
Very good. And Councilmember Rushing, so as the newest member of the council, let's see if you have any questions on the council appointments.
I do not at this time. Thank you very much.
Very good. Appreciate that. So let's turn to our city clerk first and see if there are any members of the public that want to speak on this item under area code 805-321-6639.
No, there's no one on the line.
Very good. Thank you. Then I will go ahead and close public comment, bring it back to the council for deliberations. I will turn to Mayor Pro Tem Bright as she had comments.
Thank you. Well, there were a couple of things, actually. One is I was wondering if Councilmember Robert might want to, since he already does RAC, he's doing water, if he Sorry. Might want...
Sorry.
Okay. if you might want to consider maybe switching with me and taking on Zone 3 water, and I'll take APCD if you want to do something like that. Also, I would be happy to give over the the chamber if maybe Dan or somebody would like to have the chamber assignment. I think that would be probably a good thing for maybe Dan if he'd like to have that as maybe a first I think that's kind of a nice introduction for a new council member, or maybe one of our other newer council members, if they'd like to take that on. So that's what I was thinking. If maybe we have the two waters together, Now, I must say, though, Robert, before you say yes to that, Zone 3 is becoming pretty hefty because water is a big deal. And you probably know that Lake Lopez is below the acceptable level. So there is going to be, it's a big deal. But so I wouldn't want you to take that on thinking and it's a piece of cake because it's not. But it is, I was just thinking, since you're already got water, you might want to be kind of the water guy. I don't know. But so that was a thought. Anywho, so
maybe that's a good opportunity for us to
about that, Mayor, but that's just what I was thinking.
Very good. So let's go ahead and see if that is a good opportunity for us to have the discussion. I know Councilmember Rushing, you do have your hand raised, but let's check with Councilmember Robert first to see if that approach works for him to basically become our water representative.
We can do that.
Okay. Very good. I appreciate that. So then next I'll turn to Councilmember Rushing and see what comments he might have on the approach that Mayor Pro Tem Bright brought forward.
No, I love that. And, you know, as a new council person, my main force is with local development and with local businesses. So I would absolutely love to be a part of the chamber if possible. I would also really like to be a part of the Visit SloCal advisory panel as well. There's several others on top of that I would love to have conversations with, but those are two that I'm incredibly interested in being a part of at this point.
Gotcha. Definitely appreciate that. So, Councilmember Miller, before we get into the Visit SloCal discussion, let's kind of conclude our conversation on APCD. Are you okay with the approach that we've taken under a straw poll type of consideration?
Sure. Thank you. I just noticed a discrepancy and wanted to confirm. And Exhibit B lists the 2021 representatives for APCD as being Miriam Shaw as the representative, with the alternate being me. But on Exhibit A, it shows alternate being Robert. Which one's correct?
I believe it's Robert. Okay. As the alternate.
Okay.
And so under that scenario that we're discussing, Robert, would you be amenable to staying as the alternate? To APCD.
Did Councilmember Miller have an interest in that? Is that why you asked?
I do have some interest, and that's why I asked. But I'm okay giving it up to somebody who's maybe more passionate about it.
You may take the ultimate spot by moving over to Zone 3. That's fine.
Okay, so at this point, just for those keeping track at home, which hopefully is Ms. Sims and Mr. Bronson, we have at this point the 2021 representative for APCD penciled in as Councilmember Bright, the alternate as Councilmember Miller, the South County Chambers of Commerce, the representative as Councilmember Rushing, and then, so Councilmember Miller, are you okay staying as the alternate there, or do others have interest in that?
I'm okay unless somebody else wants it.
Very good, and I'll apologize in advance that I do have a tendency to drop into that committee unannounced and try to be a team player, so I may drop in on occasion as well, so hopefully you they've always welcomed me so far, so I don't think I've got any concerns there. But so then next is under Zone 3, we have a change from Councilmember or Mayor Pro Tem Bright to Councilmember Robert, but the alternate there was former Councilmember Shaw. So who would like to take on the alternate selection under Zone 3? Mayor Pro Tem Bright, did you want to move to the alternate, or is there someone else that wanted to be considered for that position?
I'll be happy to be the alternate unless someone else wants to be.
I did see Mr. Rushing kind of motion.
I would take that alternate if possible.
Okay.
Any other discussion on Councilmember Robert being the primary and Councilmember Rushing being the alternate for Zone 3? Very good. Let's go to, before we get to the visits locale, let's kind of move up to the HSOC, which had former Councilmember Shaw as the primary representative and Councilmember Miller as the secondary. So, Councilmember Miller, are you willing and able to move to the primary representative under that committee?
I'd be happy to. Thank you.
Okay. Are there others that have a strong feeling about being the primary representative on that committee? Okay. So anybody have a strong desire to be the alternate on that committee? I'd be willing to be the alternate if there was no one that had an underlying desire to do that. Okay, very good. So then, so I know Councilmember Rushing, I think, had mentioned Visit SloCal, so of which we have Councilmember Miller and then Councilmember Bright. So let's see if there's discussion by Councilmember Miller whether she'd like to stay as that representative, and perhaps we put Councilmember Rushing as the alternate if Mayor Pro Tem Bright is so amenable.
That's fine.
I am happy to give up the primary spot to Council Member Rushing.
Okay.
Very good. So would you be willing to be the alternate, or is there another council member that would like to take on the alternate role?
I'm open to whatever.
Okay. Very good. So anybody else want to take the alternate role? If not, we'll have Council Member Miller fill that alternate role with Council Member Rushing being the primary. So I think that takes into consideration all of the seats that were either primary or as the alternate by Councilmember Shaw, along with some adjustments. Is there any other revisions that anyone wants to make this evening? Not seeing any microphones go unmute. City Manager Bronson, can you just do a quick summary of the changes, either yourself or City Clerk Sims, depending upon who has access to it?
I'd be glad to, Mayor Lee. The changes that I'm noting here for the Air Pollution Control District, Councilmember Bright will be the primary, and Councilmember Miller will be the alternate. For the South County Chambers of Commerce, Councilmember Rushing will be the primary. For the Homeless Services Oversight Council, Councilmember Miller will be the primary, and Councilmember Mayor Lee will be the alternate. And then down to Visit SloCal Advisory Committee, Councilmember Rushing will be the primary, and Councilmember Miller will be the alternate. And then lastly, Zone 3 Advisory Committee, Councilmember Rushing will be the primary. Robert will be the primary, and Councilmember Rushing will be the alternate. I believe those are the changes, sir.
I appreciate that. Did anybody have any additional comments that they want to make on those changes? Very good. So not remembering if I went out to the public on this item, let's go ahead and just do one last confirmation and allow people to call in at 805-321-6639 if you want to provide any public comments on our council appointments for 2021. So Madam City Clerk, has anyone joined us for public comment on this item?
No, we have no one on the line.
Very good, thank you. Then we'll go ahead and close public comments and bring it back for whoever is ready for a motion.
Okay, well, then I will make that motion. I don't have to go through all of it, do I? I'll make the motion of what Mr. Bronson just said.
I'll second that.
Very good. We have a motion and a second. Let's do a roll call, please.
Mayor Pro Tem Bright.
Yes.
Councilmember Robert.
Yes.
Councilmember Miller.
Yes.
Councilmember Rushing.
Yes.
Mayor Lee.
Yes. Very good. So we have our council committee assignments as well. And just one last confirmation, because I know our city manager will do this anyway, but I know from a notification of the various committees, Mr. Bronson will move forward with alerting those committees and then working with the county to get the appropriate representative approved by the Board of Supervisors under the Zone 3 Advisory Committee. So. With that, we'll consider that item closed as well and completed. So that'll take us back to our agenda, which if folks will bear with me just one moment, let's make sure that we don't have any other items that we need to discuss this evening. I believe that takes us to adjournment, but I will go ahead and turn just briefly to our city manager to see if there's any comments that he wants to add this evening.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor, council members. Just wanted to commend the council on your deliberation this evening. You had very well-qualified applicants, and you conducted the interviews in a very effective manner, landing with two finalists who were extraordinary in many, many ways, and landing on a new council member in Mr. Rushing, who will step in and serve the council very admirably. We look forward to working with the new five-member council. Your city staff team is here to support you and carry out your goals and aspirations as we do. And Mr. Rushing, we'll be in touch. Thank you, sir.
Very good. And since he's been very quiet tonight, I will turn to our city attorney and see if there's anything that he would like to share with us tonight.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I'd say ditto to everything that City Manager Bronson just said. Councilmember Rushing, it's a pleasure having you on board as part of the council. City Attorney, I look forward to working with you and our orientation that's coming up this week. And as I will say in orientation, always feel free to give me a call. I'm here for all of you. So it's a pleasure and congratulations.
Very good. Well, I will, but just before we adjourn, say thank you to everyone for your work this evening. So we have done this in the past, like we've said, but this is the first time where the new council member actually has a week to get prepared for our next meeting. So with that, I will adjourn us to next Monday, the 26th, where we will do this all over again with a five-member council. Thank you, everybody. Have a good evening.
Good night. Congratulations.
Bye. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Thank you so much, everyone.
Welcome.